The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to My Brother Made Advice Show for the modern era of breaking news. I'm Justin McElroy.
Wait, is that the breaking news? I'm Travis McElroy.
No, I'm setting people up for breaking news.
Oh, it's a teaser.
I'm Griffin.
We've got our lead video game correspondent, Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
Travis, report in. Lead video game expert and correspondent, Travis McElroy. What's the news in video games?
I think Bill Gates is playing Minecraft now. Hold on. Let me read the story.
Uh-huh. He just joined my son's server, and he won't stop stealing all the diamonds.
It looks like, it looks like they're going to buy Minecraft.
You can't buy Minecraft. It's a world of infinite freedom and exploration and imagination. You can't.
Yeah,
it's like,
that'd be ridiculous. You need like $2.5 billion.
I'm going to buy all the rainbows in the world.
Like Bill Gates sneezed and accidentally bought Minecraft.
Yeah.
It's like trying to buy all the world's wishes.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He did that too. He did that in 2010.
For $2 billion, a clean.
I wonder why
billion.
My dreams died. I thought that was connected to turning 30, but apparently Bill Gates bought my dreams.
It's the energy by which he sustains his life. Now, but now he's using voxels, a voxel-based imagination engine. Fucking thanks for that, Bill G.
Is that I've long suspected that the rich are not concerned about global warming because they have an escape plan that they're not telling us about. That's why they're accumulating that vast wealth to make an arc from which to leave the Earth and possibly the solar system. Do you think that Minecraft is actually the vehicle by which the world's rich are going to exit this planet? They're going to basically join the mind stream.
Are you talking like toys level shit where like we all think it's a game but really we're terraforming a far off planet and it's all real? Or they're going to like Matrix into the Minecraft world?
They're Matrixing into
Minecraft. Which weird movie are you referencing?
What I'm saying is that this is completely from my mind. This is like from my mind's eye. I think that the America and the world's rich are going to download their ego into Minecraft. And that will become the new utopia of the rich.
So more like Captain In or more like...
Stop trying to fucking put my genius in a pop culture
box. I just
want to
know, is it like Cool World? Like, what
it's
are we looking at?
Nothing like Cool World. It's kind of like Cool World.
It's kind of like Cool World.
Are we talking about a Snow Dogs situation? Are we talking about a Snow Dogs situation?
What about like, Out to Sea?
Okay. Have you seen A Walk Among the Clouds?
Uh-huh.
I've seen Boat Trip.
Okay. Have you seen Boat Trip?
Mm-hmm. With Cuba Gooding Jr.
Okay. It's like that.
It's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that.
Straight talk. This is the fucking dumbest and worst thing ever, $2.5 billion for a 300-year-old game. Why didn't they email me? Hey, Griffin, can we get you to sign off on this one? Ooh, $2.5 million. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Sorry, dog. Reread that letter. Oh, no. That's far too much money, Bill Gates.
Hey, Griffin, is it 2007? Should we buy Minecraft?
Is it 1991? Notch was just born. I'm going to buy his product ahead of time for $2,500. Sounds great. That's a great decision. That's a great decision.
It's called the ground floor.
Mm-hmm. You are on a spaceship overlooking the building because that building is a billion years old. And you just spent $2 for every year that game has been
on
the Earth.
Bring it to a scale we can all understand, right? My Maximum Fun scooped up My Brother, Me, the brand, in April of 2011.
for $750
million. For $750 million. Mm-hmm. If they came to us now with $750 million, I would spit in Jesse Thorne's face. Mm-hmm. Yep. I would spit in his face. I would say, "What? Look at who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the car around." Right? Like, I guess massive would be the word.
But what Microsoft has done, Microsoft did the equivalent of coming to my brother and me in 2211 and tried to buy the property.
When we're more of a religion, Wild Stallions-esque religion.
Yeah. We're just, our energies are contained within crystals. You light a magic torch behind it and we are projected into the world and then we say some shit about a horse.
No, it's really bad. I don't have a video game podcast anymore, so I just have to tell you, to my brother and me audience, that's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
It would be like coming to the Beatles now and saying, I want to sign you guys.
I played the Beatles Rock Band, and I had never heard of you guys before, but I love your stuff, so I will need to buy all of you. Mm. I mean, that is what Apple did. Apple did do that. bad businesses.
Apple did that to you too, though. I feel bad for you too. Apple went to you too and said, "We'll give." Is anybody gonna buy your new album? And you two said, "Oh, blimey, probably not, Gov." And then Steve Jobs Jr., the new president, was like, "What if we gave it? What if we forced everybody to take it?" Oh, Gov, blimey, that'd be great.
You'll have to give us some money. How many dollars? Catorce. $14.
I was never quite clear on that, right?
How about 100? I thought catorce was just like a number and you can make it mean whatever you want it to mean. No, it's Spanish for 14.
Like, you know, like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, right?
You just count up and it's like 1, 2, 3, and then a number that can mean anything. Number.
Higher than three, right?
iPod I ever owned was the secondhand U2 themed iPod that came like the discography on the iPod.
Yeah, they've been sucking that tea for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Should we do advice?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Don't buy Minecraft.
Don't buy Minecraft. I mean, buy the game. It's a great game.
Buy the game because you don't have to buy the game because it's free. You pay $2.5
million. That's a horrible business model. I'm going to buy McDonald's and also they give burgers away for free. Overhead. Who cares?
Who gives a shit? Questions.
Oh, God. Questions. I've been happily married for 2 years, but I could not come up with a passable way to address my mother-in-law. I know people usually call their mother-in-law mom or mother or just call her by this name, but it kind of freaks me out. Due to this situation, I usually avoid addressing her directly. Oh, cool. Which requires a good amount of effort in social gatherings. I try not to call her out directly. E.g., if we're on the same dinner table and she has the salt shaker in front of her, I would do without the salt shaker for that entire meal. That is cool.
She's like a server standing, just looming over the salt shaker.
Can I get the salt? Never mind.
Why do you always have gravy on your sleeves? Well, it's because I'm a far reacher. How can I overcome this problem, brothers? And there's a name here, but Travis just put this person's real name, and that's not what we do.
Well, that's so. That's what,
especially not in this situation. We'll call him Naughty in Nebraska.
Naughty in Nebraska. Fine.
Probably not.
It doesn't have anything to do with their question. That's the best.
Nomenclature in Nome, Alaska.
Horny in Corpus Christi.
Cannot.
What do you guys call your mother-in-laws?
Linda.
Justin?
You know, I've been getting more into mom. I've been saying mom more often. Mm-hmm. I find myself saying mom more often just because we've been family for a long time. It seems weird to say Mary. So
let me ask you this. Since
it was a pretty natural thing, though. It's something I forged. It just seemed.
Yeah.
Since Baby Chuck, did that evolve? Like, did she take on a grandmother-type name from you? I've heard that before.
No, I mean, probably as Chuck's older, I need to talk to Chuck now. I don't need to talk to Chuck at all. Some people talk to her, and I'm like, she doesn't get it. That's weird. Stop wasting your breath. But, like, no, I mean, it just sort of happened over time. I will admit, like, the first time it has to be, like, a conscious decision, I think. Like, I'm going to say this down. It's going to be kind of weird, but I'm just going to, like, go for it. And then after that, like, it wasn't that strange. I mean, sometimes I say mom. Sometimes I say Mary. It just kind of depends on the situation.
Can I hit you guys with something I've been thinking about?
Yeah.
Why don't you just call, if you got a mother-in-law or a father-in-law, just call them Law. Just call them law. And like, you could use it. It's gender neutral, and you can just use it whenever you want. And I think, I mean, it sounds tight. If someone was like, hey, law, and I'd be like, yes, that's me. I am the law. Thank you for saying that.
You could go with like law mom and law dad.
Nope, you can't.
Law, but doesn't that get confusing? It's like, wait, me law or her law?
It's context sensitive, Travis. You don't always have to explicitly say who the subject of any sentence is. People are smart enough to figure it out.
It's like when you say you, that could mean like anybody.
Mm-hmm. Or when you say Linda. And you're in a room with a few Lindas in it.
Maybe you're at a Linda convention.
Maybe
you're at LindaCon 2014.
Exactly.
Maybe you're the hired entertainment, and maybe you should have practiced your songs a little bit.
Hi, I'm Linda. I'm Linda Ronstadt, and thank you for bringing me here.
I'm a Linda Ronstadt cover, Linda Nonstadt, and this is. And are there any Lindas in the house tonight? Lindas, let me hear you.
You know, a name I really like is Linda. It sure is great to be back in Corpus Christi, Texas. This is a tough one. I mean, I have dropped the honorifics almost entirely from my life because people have names for a reason, and it's just to let you know where they fit in the great big old filing cabinet we call the Earth. Isn't that right, guys?
Okay. But I think the best advice is to ask her. Be like, hey.
Oh, that's a cool conversation. Can I call you mom? That's not a that's not a fucking relationship ender.
And make sure you're covered in...
Excuse me. Can I... Excuse me. You're on your knees pulling her apron strings.
You're covered in food.
Can I call you mommy?
Yeah.
Well... I mean, I thought this was kind of a throw it at the wall, see what sticks kind of conversation, but I didn't know you guys already had the answer.
We don't have the answer. Listen, a lot of the times on this show, you've been a part of this program for a long time now, Travis. You should know that we don't always have the answers, but we do know the absolute wrongest answer, and I believe that you circled, got the square right
there.
Well,
let me take another shot at this.
Okay.
If you're at a point where you're not sure... then you should just call her by her name.
Do you know her name?
That is actually decent advice.
Because, yeah. I mean, right now, I think it's like saying I love you. If you're not ready to call her mom or mother or anything like that, then don't do it. Because it's not at that point yet. I would say 2 years seems like a long time, but in the grand scheme of things, it's still pretty new.
I honestly just got to a point where my mother-in-law had done me so many solids over our time together as relatives that if I didn't start calling her mom, I was going to start feeling really guilty.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you cannot be married anymore. You have, like, brought me... You've brought a McDonald's breakfast to the hospital, like, 7 days in a row for me. So I'm just promoting you to mom. Congratulations.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yes. Oh.
You didn't answer.
Yeah, well, sorry.
I do. I was thinking about it.
You guys to know just across the board, like, we got really good questions this week.
Okay.
I love them.
Well, thanks for ruining the surprise.
Okay.
This Yahoo was sent in by Scuba Steve, and it's I think a pretty great transition off the last question. It's by Yahoo Answers user Tony, who asks, is memory foam bad for sex? Thinking of getting either a memory foam mattress or a topper. Update. Also, I mean good sex, not boring sex. Thanks for any insight.
Oh, well, I'm glad you clarified, because memory foam's great for boring sex.
I mean, I don't want to show my hand, but I make love like I'm slowly being absorbed by quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want... Here's the problem. You can use a memory foam mattress. It'll make sex better, but only if you get a memory foam mattress after you've been having sex for a while. Because if you have sex for the first few times on a memory foam mattress and then later you're still having sex on it, you're going to look at those previous indentations and think, ugh, what was I doing?
Memory foam remembers.
Don't remember that.
What's with all the elbow imprints? What was I doing?
The weird thing is when you plug your memory foam into your computer and you download all of the information and it gives you all the stats off of your previous lovemaking sessions.
Yeah.
It's me, Clippy. Good number of pumps there, Trow. You want me to keep track of your pumps? It's me, Clippy. I'll
track your pumps for you, Trav. Hey, have you tried Minecraft?
What if it's, what if you did?
I see you added a swerve, Trav. That's fantastic.
You need to see a doctor, Trav. We can get virus alerts.
Hey, Trav, you need to compensate for the angle, Trav. You know what I'm talking about.
You need to run a McAfee virus check, buddy.
Can't help but notice not cuddling afterwards, you jackass.
What if you ran it and his erect penis had a red squiggly line underneath it? Oh, boy.
You spelled "ooh" incorrectly.
I mean, none of us own a memory foam, right? I know we're making a lot of money on this show, but not that Minecraft money.
No.
It seems to me, though, like it wouldn't be ideal unless for some reason, while you fuck, you like to have glasses of wine all around you that you don't want to spill over onto yourself.
It's so funny to me because it seems like 40 years ago, the thing was like, it was like water, you know, water mattresses.
Yeah.
What are those called? Water beds.
Water beds.
Which is like the polar opposite of memory foam. Memory foam is like, oh, you can like bounce a bowling ball and nothing happens. And like a water bed is like, oh, you moved your elbow and you flipped the other person out of the bed.
Yeah. I think that making love, when you make love in a memory foam, you are nullifying a lot of the Earth's natural physics and effects and a lot of the simple machines featured in a traditional mattress. And I think that, I love extreme restraints, but I get by with those simple machines. You know what I mean? Springs, levers.
Screws.
Incline planes. Things like that. And in a memory foam, you are floating in the negative zone. You know what I mean? You are imprisoned in the negative zone. And I don't
you
think
and Zod making love.
Making love, and that can be pleasurable.
Kneel before Zod.
But I don't think it works for everyone.
But isn't that true of all lovemaking, Griffin? Maybe one man's memory foam is another man's sleep number bed.
Now,
is another man's inflatable camping mattress.
Sleep number bed would be great because I have always wanted a fuck number. That's something they do not feature in the advertisements. But you say, what's your sleep number? 28. What's your fuck number? 35. Yeah. Nice. And then someone's like, is that the number of people you've slept with? And it's like, no, that number is zero. I just know my fuck number in preparation for that special
day.
They
find that for you in the store.
That number is zero and looking. Ladies.
Zero plus.
And then you say, why is it zero? And he says, True Love Waits. And it was a commercial for True Love Waits the whole time.
Okay, guys. Marry, fuck, kill. Uh-huh. Are you ready? Sleep number.
Yeah.
Memory foam.
Yeah.
Craftmatic adjustable.
Oh, my God. I didn't kill the Craftmatic just because it would kill you, I think, to try and make that two-back beast up on that. Mm-hmm. You get fold up like a panini.
The sexiest panini.
Did you see someone did that with us in the Facebook group?
I asked them did to I not.
Win? Did I win?
Nobody won. It was the worst.
I often crash on friends' couches because I don't like driving drunk. Good for you. My friends are always cool with this because they'd rather me crash at their place than into another car or in a jail. Or into a jail. My issue with this is that I can't sleep with pants on. Oh, I usually get under a blanket and slip off my pants.
Oh, man, this is going to be
sleep
in
just a shirt and undies.
Good
so my
question.
Question is this. Am I making myself too at home when I do this? Or is this okay as long as I don't walk around their home in my undies? That's from Sleep Whistle and I Have Pants On in Birmingham, Alabama. Oh, my God. God, I have done this move.
I know.
Oh, me? I'm a gentleman. I'm sleeping in my pants. As soon as the lights are off, the covers are on, those pants are outskies.
Can we talk about Bachelor in Paradise? Just for a second. Just for like, give me 45 seconds to please, yes. please talk
you
about
You get a
Bachelor
45 second visa.
In the finale, there is this couple Sarah and Robert. There's this couple, Sarah and Robert, and you could tell that Robert wasn't like feeling it. I think he just liked that good paradise singing. He liked being a part of the beach scene. And they went to the fantasy suite on their last day there, and nothing happened. And I knew that it was a whole situation because Sarah was like, yeah, Robert slept in the bed with me. He never took his jeans off. And I was like, that's not love. That's not intimacy. That is what a murderer does. That's nobody can be comfortable in jeans. Nobody can be comfortable in jeans.
Okay. If you're doing this frequently enough that you had to write into a comedy advice podcast to ask us about it, maybe you need to start carrying like a little overnight bag with you when you go to parties at friends' houses and take some like comfy sleep pants.
Yeah.
That's the secret that I have. I bring sleep shorts with me.
Where? That's the,
what?
Because
everywhere he goes, he's got
everywhere I go. Pack. Well, if I'm going to be sleeping in another locale, I bring sleep shorts. So, you know, like, I basically bring huge basketball shorts.
I don't think he's ever planning on sleeping at the, maybe you need, I got it. You don't want to carry a fucking gym bag around with you to the bars, you know what I mean? But you can sow your seeds of comfortable pants at all of the houses of your friends that you think you are going to pass out at.
Oh, like a hide-a-key, like you bury it in the yard.
Yeah, you're going to probably pay a nominal fee for this service, a rent for your shorts, mm-hmm. And then you place that strategically at a dozen locations, and you're like, ah, oh, fuck, I'm real, real fucked up, I'm going to go to sleep, but I can't, and I got my jeans on, and they'll be like, don't worry, Bryce, because you planned for this, you planted this pants seed, and now you get to reap the sweet rewards of it, and you change it into those comfy, dry shorts, and you feel the breeze on your legs, and you sleep. You sleep the sleep of angels.
Sometimes I just go full nude.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
You would never.
You wouldn't, and you haven't. Don't lie to be cool.
You have both been in hotel rooms with me where you have seen me go to bed as a shorts clad gentleman.
You son of a bitch.
Heard the snores of a naked man.
That was a place of trust, but that was a place of belief and safety.
And I'm sorry, Justin, but that's a huge difference between being in a hotel room that you've paid to be in and just going commando on your friend's couch where he also watches, I don't know, Bachelor in Paradise, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's weird.
Is it worse or better?
Worse.
It's 100 times worse.
What I did was worse?
No. Balls on the couch is worse.
So you're very, very comfortable with my naked body, is what you're saying. You're very, very, very comfortable with
Justin,
me being nude, totally
point,
nude.
Yes.
I've
grown up with it. It's 30 years in the making. Yeah.
When sure. I look at your naked body, Justin, on Reddit...
Thank you.
When I look at your Reddit nudes, I just feel like I'm looking at my body. You know what I mean? Like genetically, right. Like that's my scrotum.
Say it. Say the word.
Finish it. It's my scrotum, basically.
Mm-hmm. I can't stress enough. This is triply not okay if you're in either briefs. Or really loose-fitting boxers.
No, that's drunk passed out on our friend's couch in briefs is not the best scene. I think boxers is a horse of a different color compared to...
No, I'm talking those loose-fitting, like, really thin, there's nothing keeping the fly together ones. You're in boxer briefs, you've got it. You got full coverage, and it's almost like you're wearing tiny shorts.
Exactly.
Can I bring up a related underwear issue? And I'm hoping that either you guys or listeners can help me with this. When I buy boxers, and I wear boxers pretty much exclusively. When I wear boxers, I like the boxers that have, like, stretch to them. Like, are a fabric that has some flexibility and stretching. And I keep buying boxers that don't have that, that are just, like, a solid... stiff fabric with no flex or stretch, and I don't know how to avoid it. Is there some sort of language that I should be looking for on the packaging that tells me that I'm getting the kind of boxers I like? Am I alone here?
Well, there's
I
a, mean, every
you
pack.
You got to look at what the material is.
Well, no, you
what
look at the
material. Am I looking for? Because I bought 100% cotton that have both swung both ways.
There should be a sticker on the package somewhere that describes its viscousness rating.
That is true.
I've never seen that.
Where are you buying these shorts again?
Everywhere.
Where
I've tried online. I thought maybe the cheap ones were the ones that didn't have any sort of stretch to them.
No.
It's like sometimes you can buy expensive ones that don't have any stretch.
Go to Target.
They bind.
Go to Target. They'll let you just take one out of the package, and then you throw it at the wall. Mm-hmm. And then call me when that happens, and I'll tell you where to go from there.
Okay, good. If you don't mind, I'm going to get you on the horn beforehand, just because I don't want to get into a situation where I'm just a guy throwing underwear at a wall and not a guy throwing underwear at a wall and talking.
Well, not any wall, at the underwear wall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a wall. There's going to be a wall in Target. You're fucking 42 years old. How do you not know this? How do you not know about underwear walls and viscousness ratings?
See, your first day, read a book.
Have you been living with uncomfortable genitals your whole time here on Earth?
I'm going to check my underwear right now.
Okay.
No, they're binding. They're binding. Okay. These are binding.
Okay.
Oh, I hate that.
I would be uncomfortable with that level of detail, but it's basically my underwear and balls too.
Let's go to the money zone.
Speaking of undies.
Oh, man. That is not intentional. But hey, me undies. I'll tell you what I need to do. You know what I need to do? I need to just go to MeUndies.com/mybrother and get some of the best underwear on earth. I talk about how this ruins my day wearing bad underwear. MeUndies is going to scoop me up in the most delectable, comfortable underwear I've ever owned and whisk me away. And if I go to MeUndies.com/mybrother, I'm going to get 20% off my first order.
Fuck yeah. And then you're going to love it, Justin. You know what the viscousness rating on these undies are? A+.
Infinite?
Not infinite. That would just be like wearing a cloud.
Wearing mood slime. No, it's going to feel so great. It's a delectable weave. You're going to love how these
undies. A delectable undies, weave?
You're going to love how these undies feel on your breezeway. I guarantee it.
And it's not just undies. They've got like t-shirts and stuff too. They've got pretty much your underclothes. It's covered.
You can
men,
take,
women, everyone.
You can take a t-shirt and you can flip it upside down and put your legs through the armholes and use that as underwear, and it's still going to feel better than the bullshit joke ass underwear that you're wearing right now.
I'm looking at the banner across the top of the MeUndies website, and it threw me for a second because it says men, women, more, and then I thought it said reefer. I said refer, and that was a much different thing you can buy.
We got you. What do you need? Shirts? Underwears? We? Did you need a little bit?
Did you want a tank top or a dank top?
did you want underwear or did you want pot?
Okay. They got sleep clothes too, so if you're looking for something to drunkenly pass out in, covered.
Or in a fog of that sweet sea, Sticky Mary Jane. Your pass out game is going to increase tenfold. I guarantee it.
I'm on their website buying underwear right now. And I also have to say that they have some really attractive models. Men, women, whatever kind of butts you want to look at, they have got them here for you.
Butts and butts and butts and butts.
Butts for miles.
Butts for days.
They literally made all the models line up and form a human wall of butts for 3.5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Butts for miles. That's my... Okay, so anyway, that's MeUndies/mybrother. Go there, get 20% off, get freaking comfortable for once in your life.
Please.
How can you buy more undies? Well, I'm glad you asked.
If you knew 72 hours from now that you'd have $35,000, what would you do with it?
I would quit this stupid fucking podcast.
Hands down. Maybe maybe more normal people, maybe they could pay off credit cards or start a business or a home improvement project. Why would you want a project about home improvement?
Oh man, I fucking threaded the needle. I don't get a lot of like the MVP jokes of the show. So like it feels really good when I know that I just really fucking nailed it. And I had the one that like we're gonna do the YouTube breakout video for. I fucking love it. It never happened, so I know it just happened and it feels great.
Well, if you're looking to start on a big project, I think Prosper is gonna be your answer.
Yeah.
Tell me about Prosper, Travis.
It's a little hard. It's a financial thing, so it's a little hard to explain on a comedy podcast. But basically the concept is it's like a peer-to-peer lending. So say, you know, I'm moving cross country and I say, I think this is going to end up costing me $20,000. I don't have $20,000.
You sure don't.
But I go to a bank and I say, hey, I need $20,000 to move. And they're like, yeah, that's not really the kind of loan we give out. Right. In the olden days, I'd be done. That would be it. Like, well, I guess I'll wait 2 years and save the money. Right. But with Prosper, I just go on Prosper and I make a post, you know, I make a listing that say I'm looking for this. So then the lenders on Prosper are all other Prosper users. So they go, okay, great. This seems like a good investment. He's got a good rating. He's paid back his other stuff. I'm going to do this. And then you give that person the loan and they pay you back. So basically, it cuts out the middleman of the banks and makes it so that you are loaning your money and getting that money paid back.
I like the sound of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a genius idea. Basically, you'll never have to set foot in a bank. There's no outrageous fees, no raising interest rates. I think it's brilliant. If you go to prosper.com/mybrother, you can check your rate instantly and it won't affect your credit score. And they're offering MBMBA listeners a $50 Visa prepaid card when you get a loan.
There's some text we have to read here, so let me do that.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by Web Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Go check it out.
I hope it. Does it still legally apply?
It still legally applies.
Okay.
What is this voice? Sorry, I missed the intro to this voice.
It's several voices combined. It's female Woody Allen. And also jerky voice, apparently.
I have a favor to ask everybody. Well, not a favor, because a favor makes. It sounds like I'm asking you to do something unpleasant. What I'm asking you to do will be most pleasurable. I guarantee it. I want you to check out
Griffin guarantees your pleasure.
I want you to check out the Lovecraft Brewing Company. They got a Kickstarter campaign going right now to open up a farmhouse-style craft brewery up Washington. And they are crafting beers that are all Lovecraftian in nature, like the Hypnos IPA, the Elder God Beardegard, a lot of Brewthulu barley wine, a lot of really, really great stuff. So yeah, they are raising money. They have asked for our help to signal boost their campaign, and they have a lot of really great rewards for backers. Like
they've got a couple of limited edition prints, coasters, t-shirts, glassware.
Yeah.
On lots of different levels.
And if you live in Washington, you should help out with this anyway, because it, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be delicious, but also.
It would also be nice craft. For Washington to finally get like a craft brewing company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that scene, it's ready to start. It's time to start a craft brewing company in Washington, finally.
Yeah, for once. So anyway, Lovecraft Brewing. Check it out on Kickstarter, Facebook, or Google.
Great. Kevin Lockie. I got a message for you from Nicholas Bale. He says, hey, Kevin, you board game playing goof. I couldn't think of what to get you for your birthday, so here's a message from me to you. Happy birthday.
All right.
Really? Enjoy this message from the three wisest brothers I know, sent 1 month before your special day, so it's probably late. You're a cool guy who's fun to game with, and I hope this year is your best yet. Listen, Nicholas, don't fucking throw shade on us, so it's probably late. Maybe it's not late.
I thought that was Nicholas throwing shit on himself and saying,
I got a podcast for you.
I didn't get in quick enough because I know I have to request them like 8 months in advance.
Yeah.
I got a podcast for you on this network. If you want to throw shade, it's called Throwing Shade. And I think your brand of comedy will be more welcome there. And Mister.
It's also a great show. You should.
It's also a really good show.
It's like fun to listen to, but still also.
You
turd. Thanks for your money.
Thanks for the money, and happy
Thanks
birthday,
money, turd.
Kevin.
Thanks for your turd money.
Thanks for the turd money, Nicholas. Your turd.
It smells like turds, but it spins like gold.
Hi, my name is Hrishikesh Hirway, and I have a podcast called Song Exploder. In each episode, a musician takes apart one of their songs and piece by piece tells you the story of how it was made. You get an inside look into the creative and technical process and a unique view of a song by hearing just the drums, or just the guitars, or, say, just a Wurlitzer piano. If you're a fan of music, if you make music, or if you just like to learn how things are made, come check it out on MaximumFun.org. Thanks.
I got a Yahoo here.
All right.
And it was sent in by level 300 Emerald member shaman Drew Davenport. Got a Yah, Drew. Thank you, Yah, Drew. It's by Yahoo Answers user Huzzah, who asks, what do you think Brutus would reply to Caesar's line, et tu, Brute? I'm doing a project based off the Fault in Our Stars movie poster. The top cloud says et tu, Brute. The bottom cloud would have to be something after that. I was going to use et tu, Caesar, but I don't think that makes much sense. Nope. What would be a good, relatively short quote to put? Doesn't have to be a real quote. Also, if you have better quote instead of the et tu, Brute, something having to do with Brutus and Cassius, that would also work. So we're helping this person do homework, it sounds like. And it sounds like it's an English teacher who's, you know, trying to be fun, I guess.
I'm thinking, like, et tu, Brute? Yeah, tu, Brute.
Yeah.
Maybe?
That would be like...
A three, Brute.
No, I don't think that's how Latin works.
Mm.
I love the play. I think it's the only Shakespeare play I've ever been in. I played Casca.
You were excellent, by the way.
Thank you. I don't want to brag, but I was fucking awesome, and I got really good reviews from the New York Post. But I do think that it could be improved if, when Caesar's like, "You did this. How you do me?" If Brutus was like, "Yeah, you basic bitch."
You've just been Brutus.
Travis, you've done a lot of like...
And starring Aaron Paul as Brutus.
You've done a lot of like Shakespeare bullshit, a lot of follies in your Correct. Life. Mm-hmm. So you're probably better at Latin than I am. How would you say in Latin, yeah, that's right, you basic bitch.
At the itre
uye. No, you didn't do it. Come on. That was low, low, low hanging.
I went on Google Translate.
You went on Dad Joke Translate.
it'll change your regular jokes to dad jokes.
Do you know what I mean? Like that scene.
Real talk.
Yeah.
There's so many amazing quotes from Caesar that why would you pull the one that's basically like, really, Brutus?
Really,
like,
dog?
Really? That's what you're like. That's the line where, like, yeah, this is because he put it in Latin. This is just brilliant writing. He's just saying, "You too, Brutus."
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's do it.
What if he'd be like, what if in response Brutus is like, "It's pronounced Brutus." You dummy!
Everybody's this is why you get stabbed. You don't know anyone's name.
Everybody's been saying it the whole play.
Your last words is a fuck up. And then
why did you
again.
Just start speaking Latin?
Roman.
Did the knife hit the part of your brain for English?
Do you guys think in plays the person who plays Julius Caesar thinks like for like a second every night before the stabbing scene thinks like, what if one of these jokesters has a real knife and thinks about like, I might get stabbed for real though, but then the show must go on, so you just gotta lie there and die.
Oh god, what a believable stirring performance that'd be. If I was playing Julius Caesar, I'm the sort that every night before I get stabbed I would think, maybe not tonight, maybe I'll make it up. Then what am I gonna say in the play?
Fight him off.
Uh-huh.
Tonight they won't make a heel turn, yeah. And it'll just be a work, and I'll just pop out like nobody's business.
You hear, speak hands for me. You pull out a fucking bow staff, a couple of size. Like, nope.
Not tonight.
Fuck your hands.
Yes, and.
Yeah. That would be fucking tight.
That would be sweet, right?
Is The Fault in Our Stars a reference to Julius Caesar?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Travis.
I don't. I mean, I've been doing Shakespeare for the last 5 years, but I haven't like been paying attention.
No.
Not that close of attention.
Just been coasting.
You've been floating on that MeUndies weed.
I got a question for you guys. Often when I arrive at the office or a restaurant, I want to wash my hands because the subway is a little gnarly. I usually lock the bathroom door when I do this, but since I'm not using the toilet and I'm only in there for a minute, locking the door feels pretty useless. But if I stop locking the door, what if someone walks in? Should I keep locking the door only when hand washing or risk a weird moment to avoid the hassle?
Listen, we can. That was from Gmail. We can burn through this one in 20 seconds. You shouldn't lock the door when you go to the bathroom to wash your hands, because why wouldn't you want to brag about the fact that you're washing your hands?
I can't envision a scenario in which someone walks in and you've got soapy hands and it's like,
Don't know! God, no!
Tell no one. Your grave, Stephen.
So, situation for me would be a little more like, come on in, come check this clean boy.
I'm doing the nails too. This isn't just a water rinse. I did the soap and everything.
No one's gonna walk in and be like, "Is that soap on your hands or cum?"
But on the other hand, I also don't know what the scenario is where someone walks up, they try the knob, it's locked, and then you walk out and they go, "You were just washing your hands, weren't you?"
Well, what if it's
the door, you freak?
Okay, what if it is a single serving bathroom, right? Uh-huh. No stalls, nary a stall to be seen. And somebody just is like, tests the door. It's open. They already have their pants around their ankles. They turn around, do a flip 180, pop down on that toilet, start just tearing the lever off. And then they realize that you are in there. I think that the concern is more like, I'm in this physical space where dumps happen.
To be honest, I don't know why you wouldn't just lock the door.
Because you want people to see you washing your hands.
Maybe announce as you're walking in, I'm just washing my hands, so I'm not going to lock the door, but please don't come in and start pooping while I'm in here.
Yeah.
See you all in, like, tops 45 seconds.
I don't understand people who don't lock the door reflexively, just like, thank God, finally, few moments of peace. Just a few moments to myself, away from the rest of them.
A few moments of peace.
I'm with you, Justin. Just lock the door.
I guess.
No one will judge you for locking the door, but it will be weird if someone walks in and you're in there. Even if you're just washing your hands, especially if like, it's a small, like there's just a sink and a toilet in the bathroom and they walk in. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know anyone. Because they'll see you and think, if I had walked in 10 seconds earlier, they might have still been peeing. I would have seen
Dong, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What are you doing, you sicko? Why do you want me to see you do that thing?
Unless they see you walk in. And they can time out, like, oh, it's only like 35 seconds, probably just washing his hands.
Because everyone times it out no matter what you say.
and also, why did you wash your hands if you didn't use the bathroom? Did you kill somebody? Killer?
Hey, Steve, have you noticed that Jerry washes his hands every morning when he comes in? What's his deal?
I don't know, but he's not pooping. I timed it out.
Look at my logs.
Stop it. Do another question.
Yeah. Over the past few weeks in university, I've noticed several people, both men and women, sitting their disgusting bare feet on the back of chairs in front of them during lectures. How do I nicely and subtly let these people know they are human monsters who need to stop? That's from the Barefoot Belligerent.
You gotta tell on them to the teacher.
Excuse me, teach.
Hey, teach. Teach.
Peep these feet.
I'm trying to make friends over here and have a great college experience, but Brenda won't get her fucking dirty feet off the table.
This little piggy went to disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to enrich myself with education.
I feel like this is a much bigger problem. Whenever I go to a movie theater, I feel like 2 out of 3 people are putting their feet up. Maybe not bare feet, maybe still in shoes, but up on the back of the seats. And it's like, were you born in a barn? Like, why would you do that? It's so upsetting to me. Why would you think, like, this is a cool thing? I know I'm in public, and this is, like,
it
a
place feels,
where a bunch of other people hang
out. It feels so good.
It also feels good not to wear pants. I'm not going to do that listening to a lecture.
Is the problem with this that we, the decent people of the world, are just not speaking up enough? Does this person owe it to the rest of us to just stand up and say, put your shoes on and put your feet down?
Oh, and maybe the person will be like, thank you. I was waiting to see. Nobody said anything. I didn't know.
I've never had boundaries before. My parents didn't. They were like helicopter parents, but they never like trained me in how to be a decent human. Thank you for giving me boundaries.
Now I know.
The person stands up and turns around. It was Jason Mraz. He says, you set me free. And he turns ethereal and floats into the air and he evaporates.
Do you ever see people with their bare feet up, like, on dashboards in, like, the passenger seat? God, I hope the passenger seat. But, like, feet up on the dashboards on long drives. That grosses me out, too.
No, I mean, that was fine.
Not as much, but it's still troubling.
Do you ever Google pictures of the bare feet of the guy from Dashboard Confessional?
Yeah. Chris Carrabba's.
Do you ever Google pictures of the bare naked ladies?
I'm going to just real quick treat myself.
Hey, on that note, Google, if I could ask everybody Googling a favor, it would be great if anytime I do a Google search on an actress,
any human woman,
the very, very, very first autocomplete response was not feet. That would be like amazing.
fucking.
If I could just like investigate the career of Miss Juliana Margulies, like on my own accord, and find out like when the year she was active on ER, that sort of thing, without like the very first response being pictures of her feet, that would be like the best for me.
It's, I gotta tell you, Justin, it's both sides of the aisle too, because if you type CH into Google, it autofills Chris Carrabba's feet from Dashboard Confessional. Chris Carrabba's, and then in parentheses, from Dashboard Confessional, and his luscious feet is what it autofills. Just by CH.
That's, man, people need to get their Google habits fixed, because this is breaking
my
heart.
Or start using Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
Feet. What if all the feet searches have been Ask Jeeves the whole time?
What a delicious tendency.
The Achilles tendons are my weakness.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Guys and gals, for listening to... I say guys, but I don't really mean that gendered, but I guess it has gendered.
Well, the problem is English doesn't have the plural pronoun.
It has y'all.
Yeah, people make fun of y'all, like...
No, I think that's the best...
correction.
That's the thing to do,
English.
I think. Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you for listening to our program, my brother, and me. You can tweet about our show using the MBMBAM hashtag or at MBMBAM on Twitter. If you want to get in on like a huge social media awakening right now, I guess that's not overstating things too much, you should go to the My Brother and Me Appreciation Group. It is a public group that is, I mean, it's ballooning out of control. I think I can say that. It is a massive, massive group that is growing like gangbusters for no reason that I can detect.
No reason at all. People, it looks like they're posting every 5 minutes. Somebody's posting something on there.
It's fantastic. There's a lot. I tell you what there is, though. There are a lot of people asking about what episode they can find a certain bit. It would be amazing if we can harness this Facebook group to finally make the wiki that we've been needing for all these many years.
Or if we can harness it to making us have our own fucking Wikipedia page, which we never had. Bullshit.
Come on. Anyway, just search for My Brother, Me Appreciation Group on Facebook, and you can join it, and it'll make you happy.
You should also check out our new Tumblr's up. Yes?
Oh, yes, it is.
And what's the...
mbam.tumblr.com. It's just, you know, like a regular Tumblr. It's got lots of stuff on it. I wish you two would add something to it ever instead of just making me do it all the time.
I put videos up on it. Maybe I'll
Travis,
start, like,
I'm looking at it right now. You've put nothing up on it.
I don't understand, I guess, what Tumblr's... for. I just thought it was like where people put their tasteful nudes. That might not be accurate.
I'll try to write some stuff on it.
Don't use it to put like your... Don't use it as like a diary. It's not live
journal. Post my musings.
Oh, God. Here's some observations on today's news from my skewed perspective. It's Travis.
Just Travis.
These aren't going to be the most popular opinions, but goddammit, they're mine. I want to
go check that out. Check out our YouTube page as well. A lot of people really liked the Adventure Zone. If you want to share it with a friend, we made a YouTube video of the whole episode. It's a little bit easier to share. It's a little bit more consumable for people that maybe don't normally listen to podcasts. So it's on there. So go check it out.
I want to thank, Emma said Yahoo. God damn it. I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's a truly fantastic album. I was doing some cooking this past weekend. I had it playing on vinyl, and it was like 58 degrees here in Austin. I had all the windows open and just smelling that fall foliage.
That's chili making.
That's my God. It was a dream is what it was. So get that album. It's perfect for chili.
Thanks again to MeUndies for supporting the podcast. You can go to MeUndies.com/mybrother and get 20% off your first order. And right now you'll get free shipping in the U.S. and Canada.
And they might even throw a little bit of nug of weed in the box.
They won't do that.
They might even give you a little bit of a nug of weed.
Check out all the other great shows on Max Fun. Yeah. This is always the most challenging part. Let's go. Sawbones, of course, starring our very own Justin McElroy and Sydney McElroy. Throwing Shade, Jordan Jesse Go, Bullseye, Memory Palace, Song Exploder, Risk, One Bad Mother, Throwing Shade, Wham Bam Pow. What am I forgetting?
Slam Bam Pow.
Slam Bam Pow. Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
The Goose Down?
The Goose Down.
Lady to Lady?
It's Judge John Hodgman.
Griffin, last question.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
This final Yahoo was sent in by Elia K. Thank you, Elia. It's by Yahoo Answers user Allie, who asks, my dad is a goth. What do I do?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother May Kiss Your Dad. Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
I'm Cameron Esposito.
I'm Rhea Butcher.
I am Ricky Carmona.
And we are the cast members, what? I don't know, podcastiness of Wham Bam Pow. That's an action sci-fi movie podcast you can find on MaximumFun.org or on iTunes. And what do? News, reviews, and things you can use.
Tons of things you can use.
We break it down so it can forever be broken.
Hilarious jokes. Plus, sometimes there's a dog in the studio.
Sometimes there's a dog here.
We'll see you in your earbuds.